There's one disease that kills more people in more countries than almost any other. It's malaria. Around the world, every year, over 500,000 people, most of them children, will die from the disease and 200 million people will contract it. But new treatments, including vaccines, are having a huge impact on preventing the spread of the malaria parasite. Last night, Australian researcher Professor Alan Cowman was awarded the prestigious CSL Florey Medal for his work looking at how the malaria parasite infects humans. I spoke to him a little earlier.
Oh, thank you very much.
Your work focuses on how the malaria parasite infects humans and how it evades anti-malarial treatments. In layman's terms, what has your research uncovered?
We have worked out the genetic changes in malaria parasites that enable them to escape the anti-malarial drugs that are used against it. And we're also developing new drugs that get around those mechanisms that the parasite has developed. In other words, they get around the resistance of those drugs that the parasites have genetically developed.
It took decades to eliminate malaria from developed countries, and that work is gaining pace also in poorer countries. But there's still a long way to go. Part of the problem is how quickly the malaria parasite adapts. What have you discovered about that adaptation process?
Malaria parasite is a really smart beast and very hard to really get around in terms of its ability to develop resistance. When a person gets infected with malaria, it has billions and billions of malaria parasites in your blood. So the possibility of being able to develop resistance can be quite high depending on the drugs. So what we need to do is try and develop drugs that can prevent that resistance or have a very high barrier to the development of resistance. And that's one of the things that we're doing.
Many people in Australia would have no experience of malaria unless it's through taking anti-malarials while on holiday or something. There's just a tiny handful of cases, I think, amongst travellers. What's it like for sufferers? What effect does it have on your body?
Well, malaria can be absolutely debilitating. High fevers, you can feel very sick and you can die. Every year at the moment, there's more than 600,000 people who die from malaria, usually children under 5 years of age. And yes, that's mostly in resource-poor countries, but some tourists do also get malaria as well. And there are cases who do actually die of malaria. So it can be a very debilitating disease. But the real problem is really in resource-poor countries. And resistance, the ability of the parasite to develop resistance to the drugs that we currently use is a real issue. And that's one of the reasons why it's really important to develop new drugs that can get around that resistance.
Do you think about those people and those communities when you're in a lab, the people who are really affected? Does that motivate you?
Absolutely. It's the main reason we're doing this. Of course, it's really interesting science, but we really want to make a difference and be able to provide new antimalarial drugs that are effective and can help eliminate and eradicate malaria from the world.
Your work's contributed to the development of the first genetically engineered malaria vaccine, which targets the drug-resistant nature of malaria. It's in clinical trials now. How does that vaccine work?
What has been done is essentially the genes, some of the genes within the malaria parasite have been disrupted so that the parasite cannot go through its full life cycle. In other words, it's interrupted. And so essentially you can vaccinate people and the parasite will develop for a while, but then will stop because it doesn't have the capability of continuing to grow. So that provides all of the parasite proteins or antigens, if you like, for the body to develop immunity.
And do you have any sense yet of how far that vaccine could go in the fight to prevent malaria if it does get widely rolled out across countries where the parasite is so prevalent?
It needs to go through those clinical trials to work out exactly how useful it is in humans and also in endemic countries. So there is some way to go with respect to that, but it has the potential to be a really useful tool in terms of eliminating malaria. And to eradicate malaria, which means getting rid of every single parasite from the world, you really need all the tools possible. You need vaccines, you need drugs, and you need all of the diagnostic tools to really find the parasite and treat people as well. So it's all of those tools combined that are really needed to eliminate and eradicate malaria.
Do you expect malaria could be eliminated in our lifetime?
Certainly, that's Bill and Melinda Gates' declaration quite a number of years ago now. But I think if we can use all the tools that we have and develop some new anti-malarials that are really much more effective in terms of treating resistant malaria parasites, we will be able to eliminate and eradicate malaria in hopefully the next 15, 20 years.
That's a very ambitious timeline. Good luck with all of the work that you're doing. It's incredible work. Really appreciate your time and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Australian malaria researcher Professor Alan Cowman, who is the winner of the CSL Florey Medal, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.